Narrative Frameworks, 87. Trust. How can we trust the life that we are if we do not know it? If we are reduced to the level of individual neuroticism, disconnected from the goodness with a capital G of life itself. Without trust, there is nothing. And trust is not a false hope put into another, hoping that their goodness is as good as yours. Trust is the recognition that we are all operating as aspects of the same life force, the same life energy, the same life. Trust is the foundation of our relating. And the more fear is spread within society, the less trust there is amongst people, amongst the different aspects of life within life itself. The more fear is wedged between us, the more life is segregated off in different sections of itself, which no longer communicate. Life is split, and the fissures, the lines, the boundaries of the split are concretized. Minds are compartmentalized. Categories of good and bad, and categories of people like this are like this, people like that are like that. The life is not seen anymore, just the boxes. And in seeing boxes, how can one isolated box truly trust another isolated box, when each is just an isolation unto itself? Where is the commonality of life in which to trust? The deepest trust is the trust in life we know most deeply. When trust is removed from society, what is left? For example, if you cannot trust an organization with your money, then how is a society of individuals and organizations going to function? If you cannot trust that another human being on the sidewalk will not push you into the road, then what is left of life? If you cannot trust that there won't be an upwelling of violence as you walk down the street or sit on a bus, if you cannot trust that other people respect life as you do, because life has been fragmented into so many different places that it is no longer in touch with its broader self, then where is the commonality anymore? Where is the common unity anymore, the community, the common unity of life. Trust is the foundation of human relating. Do people trust each other more or less than in the past? Do people trust their neighbours more or less than in the past? Do people trust the benevolence of authority more or less than in the past? Do people trust the efficiency and the sanctity and the goodness of the system more or less than in the past? Do people trust politicians more or less than in the past? Do people trust financial institutions more or less than in the past? Do people trust each other? More or less than in the past? Do we trust ourselves? Do we trust life? Do we know life enough to trust it fully? Because if you don't know the wholeness of life, what is there to trust? It's just fragmented parts, and the hope that you can trust the fragmented parts. And the more we are blown apart into fragmentation and take ourselves into fragmentation, the fragmentation of the wholeness of life consciousness, then the less basis there is for trust, because the shared core is no longer recognized. And the only reason trust exists to the extent that it does is because of the remnants of this understanding of a shared core. We need more than remnants. We need more than the aftershocks, the after effects, the after currents of a forgotten memory. We need to re-establish the wholeness of divinity within our consciousness and realize that this is what there is to trust, and we can trust this fully. Life is to be trusted, but only when it is known. I'm not talking about knowing an individual and trusting an individual. I'm talking about knowing the wholeness of life and trusting the wholeness of life. We need to see the bigger scale rather than just fragmented play. We need to remember that life is good, life is beauty, life is divinity. And stop giving ourselves over to thoughts that it is much less, simply because our consciousness has become much less than it has the potential to be, and most truly is.